Howdy, football faithful. Nostra Jim Bobas here, the gridiron guru, the sultan of spreads, the prophet of pigskin, everything pigskin. Coming to you live from the fortified, flame-throwing, heated, snack-infested Wanna Parlay War Room. The mics are hot, the wings are hotter, and Dane is sweating like a boogie watching a five-leg parlay where the last leg is the Jets, and the Jets are somehow winning. Oh boy, buckle up, America. It's week 11, and Nostra Jim Bobas is about to read the future like it owes me money. This week's lines are tighter than my jeans after Thanksgiving, but fear not. Your boy, Nostra Jim Bobas, has basically decoded the Matrix, cracked the cipher, and bent Vegas over the hood of its own Prius. Remember, we don't chase the public, we fade the fools. Let's ride. Here we go to the picks, ladies and gentlemen. And first up, the Don't Overthink It special. Miami minus 2.5 versus Washington. They're playing somewhere across the seas, Madrid or somewhere, I don't know. Why do I love it? Well, these international games, listen to Nostra Jim Bobas here. The NFL does not travel well. You drag a team across the ocean, throw them into a new time zone, new stadium, new cruddy, crappy food, and suddenly the offenses look like they're running Windows 95. Travel fatigue, body clock confusion, fields that feel like you rolled them out just after a Coldplay concert the night before. These overseas games almost always score less, play slower, and they stay closer. But this favors one thing, speed. Miami has it, Washington doesn't. Nostra Jim Bobas, overseas games are like my ex-wife cooking. Everything slows down except the regret. The pick is the Dolphins minus 2.5. Next up, the California Dreamin' or California Screamin' play. Chargers minus 3 at Jacksonville. Why I love it? Herbert spent last Sunday running wind sprints against the Pittsburgh front seven and still looked like the franchise quarterback sent from heaven, and he is heaven sent. All right, I know a thing or two about the letdown spot when I see one, but I also know when a quarterback is dragging a franchise around like a wounded baby deer. Herbert is that dude. Pick Chargers minus 3. Next up, Mama Didn't Raise No Quitter special. Packers minus 7 versus the Giants. Why I love it? The Giants just fired Brian DeBoer. And the only thing confused more than that locker room is the GPS in Dane's car. The fan base in New York is booing the clouds. They're booing the hot dog. They're booing the vendors. They're booing the existence of air in New York. Green Bay kids, well, they smell some blood. Nostra Jim Bobas says, when a team fires their coach midseason, you get a miracle or you get a meltdown. And brother, New York is melting down like butter on a skillet. Pick Packers minus 7. Next up, the Don't Overthink It again. 49ers minus 3 in Arizona. San Francisco is getting healthier, and they're getting meaner, and they're marching like the Marine Corps with shoulder pads, folks. Arizona, hey, they swing pool noodles while the Niners are swinging crowbars. Nostra Jim Bobas says when the 49ers hit you, you don't just feel it. You start checking if your dental plan is up to date. Pick those Niners minus 3. Next up, the hold your breath but cash the ticket grinder. Ravens minus 7.5 versus the Browns. Ugly weather, ugly weather. 25 mile per hour winds equal dropping totals. It's going to look like a bar fight colliding in a wind tunnel. Cleveland can't hide their quarterback. Baltimore will basically stack the box. And they'll say, fine, beat us yourself, Mr. Quarterback, whoever you are, for Cleveland. So, even half speed, Lamar is better than 95% of humanity. Nostra Jim Bobas says, if this turns into a fistfight in a phone booth, give me Lamar Jackson every time. The pick is the Ravens minus 7.5. The side dishes take the under 38.5. Next up, the gotta win or you pack it up special. Chiefs minus 3 at Denver. If the Chiefs lose this one, they got to start checking the expiration date on the dynasty. This is DEFCON 3, all hands on deck. No more screwing around. Nostra Jim Bobas says, this isn't optional, folks. This is you better win your damn game or start packing the locker rooms up special. pick the Chiefs minus 3. And remember, folks, spreads don't beat you. Egos beat you. Stay humble, stay hungry, stay hydrated. Probably with El Bandito Yankee, if you had my opinion. The official fuel of the Pigskin Pick Club and the official truth serum of Nostra Gimbabas. Nostra Gimbabas, my last, the total temptation of the week. The under, the Ravens and the Browns, 38.5. Why? Low total, low risk. The weather's ugly. Both teams, fists, not fireworks. The game script has under tattooed on its forehead. Nostra Gimbabas says, this isn't an under. This is a hostage situation. That's your week 11 prophecies from Nostra Gimbabas, the only man who predicts the future and roasts his co-host in the same breath. So, tune in next week with Dane Fires Back with facts, logic, and enough cholesterol to stop a water buffalo. Until then, may your tickets be green and your El Bandito Yankee tequila be cold. I'll see you.
We're back at the big game, and it's been rough. Somebody has got to break out the Bandito.
Hang on a sec. We've got a penalty here.
There's a flag on the play. Necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee.
Can you even throw a flag at tequila?
The call on the field is under review.
The refs are going under the hood. It's all of them.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
There you have it, folks. El Bandito Yankee has been called for necessary smoothness.
Jim Bob Morris here. Make the call for necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of game day.